I have a bunch of questions here, and it's based off a podcast I listen to called Who the Hell Are You? There's 10 questions here. Some of them may be awkward or weird, which is always even better.
Do you have an HR department?
not that uncomfortable. So I start with an easy one here.
You're HR.
What's your favorite type of ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Peppermint stick.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Vanilla bean.
Those are all good answers.
Zero hesitation.
What would be a bad answer?
Next.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
When the one comes up.
Okay.
Like bacon.
Is there a game?
No, there's a maple bacon. It's pretty good.
John, what's your favorite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Nice.
Followed by peppermint stick.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint stick.
Yes. It's a good one.
Brigham's peppermint stick.
Yes.
Speed Brigham's peppermint stick. Mm-hmm. Is there a game show or reality show that you want to be on?
Family Feud.
I think that's the only one I'd want to do too.
Or Double Dare from like the 90s.
Oh my goodness. Double Dare or like whatever the mountain one was.
Legend of the Temple. Guts. Yeah.
And Guts and Legend of the, is it Hidden Temple?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I would kill it.
The Blue Barracudas.
I'm going to double check to make sure we're recording this.
Oh.
I had a phobia all of a sudden that we're not recording.
Welcome to my everyday life.
No, we are.
Almost didn't record Talk of the Town, but I got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right in the nick of time. He just finished Fool's Open, and I hit record, so I had to go back in an old episode and pull in him reading it and, like, superimpose it into last night's
No
episode.
Way. Nice.
It well looks played. Flawless.
Yeah.
So this is going to be on the podcast. So you
Hi, Bob. He's not going to listen
yeah,
to
me. Bob.
Yeah. I mean, Bob's a podcast fan. Okay, did everybody answer that? We just got Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah. Guts.
Double Dare. Guts.
Double Dare.
Guts.
Family
Double
Feud.
Dare. They used to have one, two. Like, Summer was the host. And they
Wild
had...
Crazy
figure
Kids.
It out.
It was that the game show?
Yeah.
And they had, like, four of them. And if you got it wrong, they would throw something on your head.
Figure it out.
Slime Time Lab?
Figure
and
it
that
out.
That might have been it.
That was like
and you had to was it figured out? And yeah, there was something on the board that you
was it the big brain thing?
I can't remember,
yeah,
but
it
I
was figured out.
I think figured out was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Summer Sanders, I think.
All those.
Yep. All the Nickelodeon games.
All the Nickelodeon
Let's
that
take
have
all
died.
The Nickelodeon people and just throw them on a game show.
Yeah.
Genius.
So what was the question?
Is there a game show or reality show that you'd want to be on? For me it'd be Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
A dork.
Be the new Ken Jennings?
Maybe. Those Nickelodeon shows work. Those are sufficient answers.
That's all I can think of. Reality show?
Mm. Be game show or reality show?
I'll tell you one I don't want to be on. It's The Bachelor.
True.
Trying to tell Agreed. Something, Sean?
No.
That other one? Wipeout? Have you ever seen Wipeout?
Yeah.
Oh, that one was so funny.
I would.
Oh,
wouldn't.
That's good, too.
I'd love to try
it. I'd be so afraid.
Yeah, you just
the
get,
point
like,
is
demolished.
Yeah.
I'd love to try Ninja Warrior. I feel like that'd be a lot of fun.
I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Like just becoming, just training for
right?
it. Quit my
I
job.
Can get in shape for. All right.
I'm gonna go compete.
See
Warrior.
You guys. I gotta go train now. I'm gonna go train for Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
I've actually thought about it.
Next question: cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Oh God.
I have both, and cats are definitely easier.
You didn't, guys didn't let me finish the second part of that question. Okay. Which tastes better?
Which tastes better?
Lol.
I joke. As a kid, where did you hide the contraband?
What?
Oh. Didn't.
My
Maybe
chest.
My trunk.
I didn't have a spot. Like... My mom, like, to this day, would search through every inch of my room just at random. So, like, there was no shot of that. I'd have to hide it in, like, my brother's room or something.
Okay.
I'd draw somewhere.
Good. Today is National Redhead Day. And in light of that, I asked the question, do gingers have souls?
That's weird.
What gingers do I know?
The few that I know definitely don't.
The Weasleys totally do.
That's true.
Okay.
Totally do.
Sean, what's so funny?
It's just a strange question.
I know. That's why I did it. These are all strange
uncomfortable.
Questions. Don't worry. We're getting even stranger. So
great.
We've not hit the peak of strange yet.
Oh, goodness.
Which brings me to my next question. Who shot first? Han or Greedo?
Han or Greedo?
I'm glad. Do you get the reference?
I do. It's from the original Star Wars. The bar scene where he sits across a bandit and shoots him.
I feel like I remember that, but I'm drawing a blank.
You know, what I find funnier about that is that people have spoken like hours and hours and hours at length discussing that, and it's so. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
That's why I brought up the question.
Why waste your time?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Have you ever been in a fist fight?
I wouldn't call it a fist fight.
Yeah.
I've beat up my siblings plenty of times when I was little, but I wouldn't call it a fist fight. I'd call it nails.
Yeah.
Scratching.
Yeah. Pushing.
Okay.
I did karate for like 12 years. That doesn't really count, though. Like, yeah.
Okay. I used to
beat up my friend's brother, but.
Okay. We're on the home stretch here, so don't worry. And it's not as awkward. It doesn't get as weird. What's the nicest website you have bookmarked on your computer?
The nicest?
Yeah, the nicest.
Define nice.
Yeah.
Like someone, if someone saw it, they'd be like, oh, you're a really nice person.
A nice person?
I didn't think I have bookmarks.
I donate money to this elephant website every month. So
maybe
all right, that.
There you go. There's your winner.
I forgot the name of it right now, though.
Nicest.
Or maybe something that's not going to like cause people to be like, oh, like a debate. It's not like you're like, I don't know.
I have puppy adoption websites bookmarked.
That's a nice website.
Yeah. I should bookmark
that because I just look at it every day anyway.
I know, yeah.
I just haven't bookmarked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a related topic, say something bad happened to you. You're stuck in the hospital for a month and your family needed to access your computer. Would they be concerned by your browser history?
No, but I also just got a new computer, so I don't really have any.
You're clear.
I don't think anything would be a surprise to them.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
okay.
puppies.
Yeah.
Literally all puppies.
Puppies and
elephants. And the final question for today, and I thank you all for being good sports. What's the best practical joke that you've pulled or has been pulled on you?
A couple April Fool's days ago, it was literally like midnight of April Fool's Day, and my best friend from high school sent me a picture of a hand with a ring on it, and she was like, guess what Mike just did? And I literally fell for it for maybe like, it was when I was still sharing a room with my sister, and we were both like, what? And we were like freaking out. We were like, wait. Geos, look at the date. And I was like, oh my God, it's April 1st. We fell for it. So for maybe 2 minutes. And I texted her back. I was like, you jerk. But that's all I can think of right now.
My coaches were just mean. And they told us we had to do like some crazy exercise. And like, 50-mile bike, blah, blah, blah. And we all got there like, oh man. And they're like, April Fools. Wasn't funny. No one found it funny.
Okay. One prank
that's
I
the worst.
Pulled in college. I duct taped the entirety of my neighbor's door closed in the middle of the night. So when they woke up in the morning to go to class, they opened the door and it's just a wall of duct tape and they're just with saran wrap and then another layer of duct tape. So God forbid there would ever have been a fire that night, but they weren't happy in the morning.
When I was in college, I was an RA, and one of my good friends was the assistant director of housing. And on April Fool's, I wrote a fake incident report that was like combined violence, combined like very filthy, like dirty. and he read it, and he sent, and they thought it was real, and it went all the way up to like the vice president of the college. And when they went to, call the names listed on the report. They realized that none of those names weren't involved in the school, weren't students there. So that was my best prank I've pulled.
There definitely used to be a lot of dorm pranks, leaning up like a bucket of water against someone's
door. And
then
the next year I had my car stolen by my friends.
I went to PEI and they have this like freaky store, or not PEI, P-Town and down the Cape. And they have this freaky store with like those herbs and like things that you burn in your house to like rid spirits or whatever.
One of them smelled just like weed, so I bought it and brought it to my house. And me and my siblings are home with, like, some of our friends, and my parents went out to dinner, and we, like, burned it and, like, ran through the house with it. And my mom walked in the door and was like, "Nope, Paul!" and screamed and went back out and came back in with a baseball bat. I was like, "What were you going to do to us?"
Beat us up. Baseball bat.
And they were so mad. I was like, "I promise it's not real. It's this thing." Like, they had to
a
smell it.
A baseball bat? Yeah.
She was like, "I'm going to kill him, I swear." It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
I had a girl I was dating in college, early college, who pretended to break up with me in front of everybody around us.
Sounds like a keeper.
Yeah. It wasn't much longer after that.
That's why she's your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, no, it wasn't funny then, and it's not funny now.
Well, that's never funny.
It was like in front of like all these random people I didn't even know too, like out in public, like yelling at me and all this stuff, and I'm just like, "Where's this coming from?" Like,
I once, a friend of mine, I got her subscribed or like free copies of like the worst magazines possible. Like she was getting like Soldier of Fortune and stuff like that, and it was really entertaining. She was wondering why she's getting these, why she's getting like Soldier of Fortune, like these militia style magazines.
So. I taped my roommate's phone to the ceiling and repeatedly kept calling it, and she couldn't find it for like an hour. She like was napping, and I just stole it, taped it to the ceiling. She's shorter than me, so that was kind of funny.
Good stuff. Great. Thank you, everyone. Good podcast.
Finally.
Yeah.
Me.
All right.